Hi, I'm Bronwyn, and I'm 9 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Bronwyn. That was Bronwyn playing our Kids Commute theme on her violin. If you'd like to be featured on the show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, find instructions, sheet music, everything you need to know at kidscommute.org. Well, kids commuters, welcome to day 3 of Randomizer Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Today we're going to hear some Mozart gone goofy, or to be specific, Mozart turned goofy by a pair of British comedians. So let's start with the Mozart. Our piece of music is based on Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4, which was written in 1786. Here's a little bit of what that sounds like. And now, here's the goofy part. Many years later, a couple of British comedians named Donald Swan and Michael Flanders decided to take Mozart's basic melody and write a joke on top of it. Flanders wrote the words, and Swan usually wrote the music. They wrote this piece called Ill Wind in 1963. The song is about a person who finds themselves a French horn in a secondhand shop and decides, hey, this would be a great instrument to learn. The thing is, musicians, when you are learning a new instrument, it's hard to sound good on it right away, and you have to be able to make many loud mistakes. Well, that's perfectly fine for the musician, but in this instance, the neighbors had some issues with it.
I once had a whim and I had to obey it to buy a French horn in a second-hand shop. I polished it up and I started to play it in spite of the neighbors who begged me to stop.
And so, over the course of the song, at some point, this French horn mysteriously disappears. What happened to it? Flanders and Swan want to know. Here's Ill Wind.
I once had a whim and I had to obey it to buy a French horn in a second-hand shop. I polished it up and I started to play it in spite of the neighbors who begged me to stop. Sound my horn, I had to develop my embouchure. I found my horn was a bit of a devil to play, so artfully wound to give you a sound, a beautiful sound, so rich and round. Oh, the hours I had to spend before I mastered it in the end. But that was yesterday, and just today I looked in the usual place. There was the case, but the horn itself was missing. Where can it have gone? Haven't you? Hasn't anyone seen my horn? Where can it have gone? What a blow! Now I know I'm unable to play my allegro. Who swiped that horn? I bet you a quid somebody did. Knowing I found a concerto and wanted to play it, afraid of my talent at playing the horn. For early to date, and my utter dismay, it had vanished away like the dew in the morn. Tootie. That horn, I know I was using it yesterday. I've lost that horn, found that horn, gone. The stop my choke, I didn't pay a reward. I know some hearty folk whose party jokes pretended to hunt with the corn. Gone away, was it one of them took it away? Will you kindly return that horn? Oh, where is the devil who pinched my horn? I shall tell the police I want that French horn back. I miss its music more and more and more. Without that horn, I'm feeling sad and so forlorn. I found a concerto and wanted to play it this way. My talent of playing the horn, but early today, to my utter dismay, it had totally vanished away. I practiced the horn and I wanted to play it, but somebody took it away. I practiced the horn and was longing to play it, but somebody took it away. My neighbor's asleep in his bed. I'll soon make him wish he were dead. I'll take up the tuba instead. Wah, wah.
Well, wah, wah, if you stole this guy's French horn, good luck to you, because he's taking up the tuba next. That was Flanders and Swan performing Ill Wind based on a horn concerto by Mozart. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week we're asking you this question, we'll drop you some hints, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. The question this week, kind of random because it's randomizer week, what is a radio flyer? Your first hint, it's one of the top-selling toys of all time, considered fun for kids and useful to parents. Your second hint, it's red. What is a radio flyer? Let us know. Send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.